Hey, it's Greg with Bite Size Wise. Wanted to pick up where we left off on the previous episode. In the previous episode, I read a verse from the Dhammapada, the teaching of truth or the path to truth, the teachings of the Buddha. And in that episode, we talked about verse 5 from the Dhammapada. And this is in a section called the Twin Verses. And the Twin Verses are verses that each standalone could be really good to focus on and learn the lesson from by themselves. But when they're paired, they hit the same idea from different perspectives and really open up the mind to whatever the idea is that the Buddha was talking about. In the previous episode, the verse was, "For hatred can never put an end to hatred. Love alone can. This is an unalterable law." And the verse for this episode is, "People forget their lives will end soon. For those who remember, quarrels come to an end." And I love that verse. People forget that their lives will end soon. For those who remember, quarrels come to an end. I love that verse because that is a very succinct and concise and powerful way to remind us our lives are going to be here and gone in virtually no time at all. In the grand scheme of history, we're here for less than the blink of an eye. And even if it feels like our lives are dragging on, or if we think we've got all the time in the world because the statistics say we should expect to live 75 or 80 or 85 years, in the grand scheme of things, just think about how fast the time has gone since the last milestone you've passed. For example, I look back on graduating high school, and I remember very clearly going to high school, graduating high school, but then I look back and think that was 36 years ago. 36 years passed by in the blink of an eye, and I can't even think of what's, you know, how I let that go by so fast. And I look back through those 36 years and I see all kinds of major milestones, children being born, children getting married, children having other children. And I think, man, you know, that's been a long, full life. But in, you think about it again and think 36 years, holy cow, that has passed by ridiculously fast. That has passed by in the blink of an eye. So when I think about that and I think about the fact that my life is much shorter than the whole of history and much shorter than I would like it to be, regardless of how long it is, it's much shorter than I would like it to be. And frankly, I don't know when it's coming to an end. If we borrow from our friends, the Stoics and the Stoic philosophers, one of the things that the Stoics used to say was memento mori, or remember death. Remember that we may not wake up tomorrow. And the idea behind memento mori was to seize the day. That's where carpe diem came from. Seize the day. Remember that you're going to die at some point, and you don't know when that is. So seize the day. And if we remember that our lives are really short, we have no idea when our last breath is going to come. And if we keep that in mind, we'll begin to learn to set aside all the little silly things that we disagree about when we're talking with other people or interacting with other people. And yes, I understand there are going to be some points where we have major disagreements with other people. They might be doing things that we would consider morally reprehensible or morally abhorrent, morally wrong. But we could take a pause and see if there's a point where we agree with them on something. We might agree with them on the simplest of things, whether it's, you know, whether we consider that it's a nice day outside or something like that. We might just choose to focus on those things and set aside the things that we disagree with. And I've been trying that for the last several weeks, trying to just focus on the points where I agree with other people. And what I've been finding is that is allowing me to set aside the things that would normally get in the way of me caring about or liking those people. And when I focus instead on the things that we agree about or the things that I like about that person, it is so much easier to just love that human being, love that individual person, to love that person for who they are, even if we don't agree on things. It's perfectly okay to not agree on things. Nobody's going to suffer dire, horrible consequences if you have minor disagreements. And even if you have major, major disagreements, you can find small things to appreciate about a person, small things to agree with, and you can build on those from there. So there you have it, my friends. Wanted to keep this one kind of short today and just get to the point since our lives are short. I wanted to keep this episode kind of short and give you a chance to go out and end some quarrels. Go out and find some things that you agree on and find some things to love and appreciate about other people. And see if that doesn't make your own heart more full, and you might feel a renewed sense of happiness and joy in your own life when you learn to set those things aside and focus on the points of agreement or focus on the things that you like. Until next time, my friends, please remember, somebody out there loves you just the way you are. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.